This season, Toyota Racing is looking for jugglers.
Aha!
Not the ones who toss balls or rings. Fans that can juggle the rigors of a 10-month-long season across many different racing circuits.
Well, what if I added knives?
What if you added GR Cup, Formula Drift, and off-road racing? If you can juggle it all, then we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places. Formula Drift is a registered trademark of Formula Drifts Holdings, LLC.
The following is a production of the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Here they come to the stripe. Richard Petty's STP Oldsmobile. Waltrip dives to the inside. Petty almost put him off in the grass, and Richard Petty will win.
Yeah, I mean, he's the best racer ever was. Most wins.
It's Richard Petty by a foot. Petty wins his 200th career NASCAR victory.
Well, without Richard Petty, where would the sport be? He's a king.
Petty is sliding, slamming into the wall. He's coming down toward the finish line. Will he make it?
Motor Racing Network presents Richard Petty, Road to Royalty.
The winner of the World 600, Richard Petty.
He's always got something funny to say, always got a story.
Ladies and gentlemen, this crowd is going wild at Daytona as Petty takes the checkered flag and wins.
From the Motor Racing Network studios in Concord, North Carolina, here is your host, Mike Bagley.
Most any race fan knows that Richard Petty won 200 races and 7 championships, but fewer are aware of the contributions the Petty family has made to the business side of racing. Richard's grandfather and father raced before the king and were among the first to make going fast their profession when many had other jobs to support their racing.
I like to drive. I like to do all that stuff. But I learned enough from Diddy to know that the fast cars don't always win. In other words, the name of the game is win, not race. Okay? Yeah. I mean, from the business standpoint, you can go out there and lead laps and look like a hero, but the big deal is when on Monday morning, when you go to the bank, is where you finish.
Richard's brother Maurice was the engine builder, among other things, for Petty Enterprises. He says the family business was as different then as it is from today's sprawling racing empires.
Well, you know, we're just proud to have come along when we did. And then when you came along, you had to be smart enough to engineer your own stuff and go out and put it all together. And if you broke something, you didn't pick up the phone call and get another piece. You figured out what made it break and do something so that part wouldn't break again.
Today, many teams have a corporate structure complete with presidents and executives like chief financial officers. Back in the early years, the king says Petty Enterprises had a similar executive, his mother, Elizabeth.
She was the glue. She was sort of like my wife, sort of like Linda. She's the one that kept it all together. Because Diddy would go out and do his thing and whatever, and she'd calm him down. I'd go out and do myself, and Linda done that. But she took care of all the money. Diddy would come in and give her the money, and she took care of all the bills and the insurances and all that. And then Diddy would go out and buy things, and she'd tell him, okay, you can only have, you know, 3 sets of tires this week because that's all the money we got. And when we went out to travel, we'd go in and she'd all give us all $100. And if it was 4 of us, it'd be $400 or whatever. It was enough to get us to the racetrack and get us through the race. And then she expected us to get enough money to get home on our own. You know, so we had to have a good day. That made motivation. But she was tight on the money, which is how we was able to accomplish as much as what we did. Because me and Dave both would, if we need something, we don't even think about the price. We just go buy it for the race car. She kind of kept a lid on that.
The family business produced 10 driver championships, including 7 for the king himself, with the final one coming in 1979 as the Motor Racing Network's Barney Hall described the finish.
Down to the start-finish line for the Times 500, it is Parsons. Allison will not get around him, and Benny Parsons will win it. Allison will finish second. Finishing third is Cale Yarborough, and Buddy Baker might have squeezed by Richard Petty for fourth position. Richard will finish fifth, but it will clinch his 7th Winston Cup driving title for Richard Petty. And give Petty all the credit in the world, Mike Joy, because all he had to do was just ease it around the speedway, and he's just not that kind of a race driver. He tried as hard as it's possible to win this afternoon.
Petty Enterprises had a third-generation driver, Kyle Petty, who won an ARCA race at Daytona in 1979 in his first major start for the organization. Kyle would go on to win 8 races at NASCAR's highest level, but wasn't always in the Petty family camp.
You know, here's the funny part driving for Petty Enterprises for me. I think I drove there Obviously my grandfather started it. My dad drove there. Then I drove there and left. And then when I came back, I appreciated it. I didn't appreciate it while I was there. I looked at it and said, yeah, this is what I should do. Family farm. I should be able to work here. But then you go away from it and you come back to it and you think, man, this is pretty cool. You're working at the same place that your granddad worked. And now you're giving a shot to your son, Adam, who's coming along, and he's going to work at the same place that your granddad worked. And I think you looked at it. I looked at it a lot different. I looked at it as more of the tradition of the place and the legacy of the place and what the place had meant to the sport. Because really, those buildings had stood as long as what NASCAR had stood. And that's why I love the Wood Brothers so much, is they're still standing and they're still there. But I think when I looked at Petty Enterprises at that time, it was a huge honor to put your name on a list with Lee Petty and Richard Petty, but also and with Adam eventually, but also with Tiny Lunn and Marvin Panch and Jim Pascal and Buddy Baker and Pete Hamilton and guys like that, and the many, many drivers who have come through that place.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
A fourth-generation driver, Adam Petty, Kyle's son and Richard's grandson, debuted with the team in 1998 and 1999, winning his first ARCA start, just like his father Kyle had done. He also brought sponsor Sprint into NASCAR, a company that would later become the Cup Series title sponsor.
With Adam back in around 1998, 1999.
Yeah, when Adam first started and stuff, they had that three or four different color car. So Adam was their man, and that was their introduction into Cup racing. And it worked out really good with them with Adam. And so then they took up the whole deal after Winston got out of it. So they're the title sponsor now. And probably the racing, what little racing they done with Adam kind of etched them on and said, hey, this is our affliction, is what they did. So he really got interested in it. I mean, here's an 18, 19-year-old kid himself. You know what I mean? Getting interested in other people's business. Then they made a trip to Boggy Creek, which is right out of Daytona. Him and his dad rode motorcycles over there one day, and it was one of the Paul Newman hole-in-the-wall gang camps. And he looked around and seen all the deal, and he said, why can't we do this, something like that, or, you know, get started? So he came back and started looking around to buy some land and do all the stuff. And then in the middle of that, we lost him. And then once everything kind of settled down, I said, man, we got land. I'll give him 80 or 90 acres over on the backside of our property, and we just went out and got started. And the racing fraternity really, you know, with Adam, with the people that knew Adam, that's loved him, okay? And then with us losing him, that just put it out there in the front. So the racers all got behind us. The tracks got behind us, NASCAR, sponsors, fans. So we were able to do everything in a couple of years there that take a normal operation a lot longer to do it.
Adam was killed in a Busch Series practice crash at New Hampshire in May of 2000, as described by the Motor Racing Network's Alan Bestwick.
The tragic loss of driver Adam Petty yesterday here in New Hampshire has left the very close-knit NASCAR Busch Series community deeply saddened and grieving. As you likely know by now, Petty was killed here yesterday in a crash while practicing for today's race. Despite his young age, just 19 years old, Adam had made quite an impact on this group of elite racers with his bright personality and easy smile, not to mention his considerable skill behind the wheel. And moving forward from his loss will be difficult, to say the least. But moving forward is something we must do today. Racing is these drivers' job as well as their passion, despite the risks that come with it. It may seem cliche, but Adam Petty would want today's race to go on, and so it will. We'll turn our attention to it now. We do so knowing that someone very special is missing, and our sport is the poorer for it.
NASCAR Hall of Fame Executive Director and MRN Lead Pit Reporter Winston Kelly believes that led to a fundamental shift at Petty Enterprises.
Well, if you remember, they were going to Dodge, back to Dodge, as was Ray Evernham, and I think You know, he had the drive that Richard Petty had. He had his smile. He had the charisma that both Richard and Kyle have. And I think the team, the family, was all rallied around that. And I think Kyle is an incredible business person with an incredible business mind. And I think he would have gotten involved on the business side of that race team. He had said that his plan was somewhere in the five-year time frame around 1998. So you think about that, him driving into the early 2000s, making that transition to Dodge and to Petty Enterprises with Adam. And then just my opinion, Kyle's not told me this, I think he steps in and has more of a business role as well. And I think Petty Enterprises not only stays together, but it flourishes. Yeah, maybe they would have moved from Randleman and Level Cross to the Mooresville area. But I think he just had that innate ability to drive the car and an incredible charisma about him.
Eventually, Winston and others believe Adam's loss started Petty Enterprises' decline and led to the majority of Petty Enterprises being sold to private equity firm Boston Ventures in 2008. About 6 months later, Richard Petty Motorsports merged with Gillette Evernham Motorsports. The team started by former Hendrick crew chief Ray Evernham and his subsequent business partner, businessman George Gillette. When Gillette's financing didn't work out, Petty, Medallion Financial, and DGB Investments bought the team in 2010. The King says it was a whole new way of thinking for the family business.
Than anything else is emotional from my standpoint. I've been here. I went to the very first race that they had over here in Charlotte with my dad. And, we operated just exactly like the France family. Big Bill sort of went out and done the work, and Annie, his wife, sort of looked after things. That's the same way it was with us. Daddy done the work, mother kept up with the money. And, everything has changed so much from where we first started. We've been there, we've seen it all. And as time progressed, it really got away from us from a family standpoint. We have so many other investors or other people coming in, making the NASCAR grow from outside in. All the years that we done it, Junior Johnson, the Woods Brothers, Bud Moore, we did it from inside out. And over a period of time, it got to be looking pretty good. So then you had people from outside coming in, investing, buying teams or starting new teams. And we just got behind because we still tried to do it from the automotive deal from inside out. And eventually, we sat down and talked about it and said, okay, guys, if we're going to play this game, we got to get in the game. And the only way we could see getting in the game was get new monies coming into Petty Enterprise. And we've been talking about this stuff for two or three years. You can't believe how many different situations we've been in to try to get to where we are now. Most people we wanted, that we talked to and stuff, wanted to come in and buy the team or, run the thing and all that stuff. So that's where Boston Ventures came in. They said, look, y'all running the show. We're going to put your money in here and help you take care of the money, but, grow the business. So we really like that approach more so than just saying, okay, here's the keys, I'm out of here. I'm going to be involved in a day-to-day business. I'm not going away. I'm still going to be out there aggravating people, doing my thing, okay? So you're from the outside, you're not going to see any difference except hopefully the team gets better.
Today, the business includes the Petty Museum in Randleman, North Carolina, where the Pettys got their start, as well as the Richard Petty Driving Experience, which merged in July of 2017 with the NASCAR Driving Experience to provide an opportunity for fans to drive race cars at tracks all over the country. It's been a long, winding road for that small family business that today is a corporate empire.
Being here this long, being around racing for 67, 68 years, it's just... like a farmer being a farmer, even if he can't farm, he's got a garden, okay? And so I guess all this stuff that I'm doing is kind of a garden.
For the next 4 weeks, we'll continue our year-long birthday celebration for the King. Join us next Tuesday for part 6 of Richard Petty's Road to Royalty as we cover some of the things Petty has done beyond the track. Until then, for the Motor Racing Network, I'm Mike Bagley. Have a great week.
Richard Petty, Road to Royalty, is produced under an exclusive license with NASCAR. Any use of the description and accounts contained in this broadcast must be with the express written consent of NASCAR and the Motor Racing Network.